Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Gee, there's an alarming story here. This is in today's Cairns Post. It's about dog attacks and how you've really got to keep your guard up. And it's so difficult with dogs. They're so cuddly and furry and friendly and loyal. And then these dreadful events happen where people get very bad injuries. I mean, when they go rogue, they can inflict appalling injuries on people who aren't prepared for an attack. They can even be deadly killers, as we know. So this story will, I hope, put people back on the alert again, just to be careful. Your beautiful furry friend can turn in a trice, and if indeed go rogue, can cause some appalling injuries and worse. It says here in the Cairns Post, Peter Carruthers has written this: the community of Machin's Beach is reeling after a poodle cross and a woman were set upon by a pack of big dogs in a terrifying attack within metres of a primary school. This is 9 o'clock in the morning last Monday. A well-known Machin's Beach resident walking her two small dogs on a leash down Christensen Street when a roaming pack of four dogs attacked. The dog owner was thrown to the ground and mauled around the ankles in a frenzied attack, while stunned onlookers in the area for the morning school drop-off scrambled to produce a weapon to force the release of a small dog from the jaws of the alpha animal. Now, Minxie the poodle cross was rushed to the 24-hour emergency vet on Anderson Street in Manunda, but never recovered from its injuries. It goes on to say it's understood students at the Machin's Beach State School preppies. My God, what a nightmare for them. Students at the Machin's Beach State School preppies playground adjacent to Christensen Street witnessed the attack through the fence. Now, further in the article, it goes on to say the council can seek a destruction order and have animals euthanised. However, no dogs involved in the Machin's Beach attack had been put down late on Friday. So I put a call through to Cathy. Cathy Zeiger, to her credit, has been banging the drum about greater levels of responsibility among owners of dogs for some time, but still we're seeing these events. I don't know with what frequency, but we're about to get an update because the Division 3 council has just come to the phone. Cathy, good morning.
Good morning, John.
This is about as bad as it gets, isn't it? This is a shocker.
Oh, just terrifying. And I always feel for the person, you know, who's got the dog. You know, that's their little family member in front of them. And the fear and the post-traumatic stress from that type of event is horrible. So there's all those side effects, apart from the poor little thing, you know, obviously passed away. But terrifying to see a bunch of dogs run at you. So we have over 60, 65 dog attacks a month.
Completely
unacceptable, and it has been for some time. So we've been working on that, and I'm very pleased to say that one of our managers in there, Brett Spencer, has put together a wonderful new way of dealing with it. So what we've got is we've got rangers now. So we're having rangers, animal control officers that are visiting different sites, the regular sites that we know that people often just have the dogs off leash, wandering along. And the idea is to educate them and say, hey, look, you really need to do this. Here's some information, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, look, next time if you keep doing it, yes, we will find you. Because the outcome, you know, is when their cute little Fluffy decides to have a moment, and we don't think that Fluffy's going to have a moment, but sometimes Fluffy does.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much loved and as under control you think Fluffy is, something snaps. And it is just, it's animal behaviour. So we're having a lot more officers on the ground.
Yeah.
So by getting people to put their dogs on leads, that's stopping that. This episode in Machin's, I gather, these dogs were simply out. So whether that's just not putting the bolt on the gate or someone's, who knows what's happened there. But what a horrible, horrible situation, John. And I know that over COVID we got excess dogs because people were home and they thought, oh, yeah, I need a pet. But that's the easy part, getting the dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you've got to do the training. You've got to, you know, the vet bills and the pet insurance and all of that. It's massive. So we're seeing a lot more dogs being surrendered to the animal, you know, rescue places and the pound. and which is a good thing, you know, instead of just letting it go. Mm. But yeah, it's a real problem.
Mm. You know, the television cartoon message that the council rang, did that have any impact? Did that see a reduction in attacks? Did it see a more responsible attitude from owners?
Yes, those kind of sudden media bursts do make people aware. And I was only talking to a gentleman the other day and he was upset because he got fined and my dogs are good. I'm like, yeah, but mate, what if they're not? You know, it's just you can't just say, oh, look, leave Bob alone over here. His dogs are okay, but we're going to go and find Mary over there. It just doesn't work that way. So the officers are doing their job to try and lessen this, because if we can get on top of it, the officers will be randomly at all different places. And, yeah, after we can have warned them, they're fined. And there's lots of off-leash dog areas that we can take the dogs. But it's just got to, it all comes down to responsible pet ownership.
Let's talk about your rangers, your animal control officers. I'm hoping they're going to have enough clout, but you just said you get a warning first before any action is taken. What clout will they really have?
Well, this is the problem. You've got, you know, you've got your tagged dogs that have got their chips. If they've got their chip monitor on them, they can chip the dog and that instantly tells them, you know, who the dog belongs to and where it lives.
Yeah.
I think obviously they'd prefer to rely on honesty from the owners. But you imagine some of the abuse these poor officers cop, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, really, really challenging. Yeah. So they've all got their cameras on their body so they can record things. So if people are aggressive towards them, but they just need to look at the bigger picture, you know, that the dog is... Dogs are dogs, and I love dogs, and I've had dogs and worked as a vet nurse for years and just seen the wonderful joy a dog can bring, but also the pain it can bring, you know, when it's not managed properly. So our animal control officers will be, yeah, just joining parks, whether it's early in the morning, late in the afternoon, middle of the day, just randomly popping up. And I believe that we'll see an improvement in people getting the message to put the dog on a leash, because they'll, you know, whether they're happy with it or not, eventually just go, fine, I'll stick it on a leash. And
I've just learned how you've always had such an effective handle on this matter. You were, in a former life, a veterinary nurse.
I was. That's correct.
Now you're in trouble. Every time there's anything to do with any animal, we're going to be on the phone to you.
Yeah. I know. They'll do that. And they'll go, yeah. No, just flash it open, drain it out. She'll be right, you know.
What a revelation. That's very interesting indeed.
Oh, dear. But it's good because it allows me to have, to stand back and look at it with a little bit of experience from the past. And but no, they're wonderful things when you put your time into them.
Sure.
And, you know, and people don't think any less of you if your dog's on the lead. If it's, just put your dog on a lead and everyone's happy. It's terrifying when you've got your dog on a lead and someone doesn't have their dog on a lead.
Exactly.
And they go, and oh, Fluffy's really fine. Yeah. And Fluffy's not. Fluffy decides to attack the dog.
Yeah.
But yes. I can't beat that drum loudly enough. But let's hope with these new animal control officers that are doing a great job. Please be kind to them, people, when they come and see you.
Yeah.
They're just doing their job. But the whole goal is to bring this dog attack number down.
Yeah. All right, Kathy, this has been very illuminating, as always. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Councillor Kathy Zyger. She's the Division 3 Cairns Councillor.